Welcome to our innovation series, where today we're talking with the leadership of an exciting development to grow out of the Keeping the Faith plan, the Lake County Catholic Schools Network. It unites six parishes in Western Lake County in the creation of a new structure to govern the two existing schools in the area, All Saints of St. John Vianney and Mater Dei Academy. Joining me are Father John Betters, the bishop's liaison and chair of the Keeping the Faith initiative, who's also pastor of St. Roberts and William and St. John of the Cross parishes in Euclid, which have St. Roberts and William School. Welcome, Father John.
It's good to be here, Frank. It's good to share this great experience that we're on, and I look forward to it opening up in July officially.
Thank you. And also with us today is Father Josh Korak, administrator at St. Justin Martyr, one of the parish partners that did not have a currently operating school. Thank you, Father Josh.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate being on today.
Thank you. Principal Katie Rankin is now in her fifth year as principal of All Saints School of St. John Vianney. She's been a Catholic school principal in this diocese for more than a decade and veteran teacher and leader before that. Welcome, Katie.
Thanks, Frank. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. And we're also joined by Karen Trunk, the principal of Mater Dei Academy. Karen's in her second year in that role and her fifth in Catholic education leadership following a 35-year career in public schools.
Thank you, Frank. It's always exciting to talk about our schools.
Thank you. And joining us as president of the Lake County Catholic Schools Network is Bart Mancari. After a career spanning military service, the private sector, and nonprofit leadership, she joined All Saints in May of 2024 as manager of operations, and then in February of 2025 was announced as the first president of Lake County Catholic Schools Network. Welcome, Barb.
Thanks, Frank. I'm happy to be here and share what we're doing here in Lake County.
Father John, what inspired the formation of the Lake County Catholic Schools Network? Who was involved, and what were the challenges you were trying to overcome?
Well, as Lake County has a long history of wanting to work together, both as parishes and schools, it seemed like a natural place to look for a pilot group to kind of try out some of the Keeping the Faith initiatives, especially the bishop's initiative to have every parish connected to a school. At one time, Lake County, I think, had over 10 schools and about 20 parishes, and now it's down to 4 schools. So about two years ago, we began meeting together, all the parishes and all the schools of Lake County. And at some point, after doing some research and understanding, it was decided to kind of divide the county into two, at least initially, to kind of focus in on how could they work together. And Mater Dei and All Saints are kind of unique in the sense that they are less than a mile apart on the same road. However, All Saints has a tradition of pulling children in from Mentor and Willoughby because All Saints was originally founded in 1977 to be a school for St. John Vianney and Mentor. At that time, Bishop Hickey offered them the closed high school seminary building to start a grade school because all the other schools were so full. So it's just kind of neat that the original intention was for All Saints to be an interparochial school. And in some ways, it's kind of going back to its roots. But as we came together, all six of six parishes really desired Catholic schools. They also had a very rich history of already working together over the last 5 to 6 years as a number of the other area schools closed. And by that, I mean the parishes were working together very well. Pastors without schools in this area were very supportive of both Mater Dei and All Saints. And so just so many things came together to make it a natural connection. But the idea came together that these six pastors and their parishes desired to support Catholic schools. And it doesn't make a sense if we could keep two schools open, which is a great thing because both these schools have seen enrollment increases and are both doing very well. How can we support them together? So we came up with this idea of the centralized administration to support both schools. And that's where we've gone. And also hiring a president to lead this on behalf of the pastors. You know, we need pastors. We weren't necessarily trained to lead schools, and nor do we sometimes have the time today based on the demands that we have. So the vision came to hire a president, but then it also came to have a board of directors to really strategically set this the course of these schools to support the strategic vision. You know, right now that was generally done by the principal and the pastor, but to expand that board to a ton of experts and people from each parish to have a voice in the direction of each of these schools. And so that's kind of a quick summary of the last 2.5 years.
Thank you. And you talked a little bit about the core mission, the purpose, or this vision, the strategic vision. How would you articulate this core mission or strategic vision of this new collaborative model in terms of the Keeping the Faith goals?
Correct. So that Barb and her board of directors, as they are forming, that'll be really important for them to work with the two school communities and the six parishes to to really articulate that mission. But if I were to kind of have a starting point for that, here are six parishes that want to be invested in Catholic education and want to support these two schools with a rich history of Catholic education on the elementary school level. And how do they do that with the realities that our finance, our governance, our leadership, our marketing, our academics, and most importantly, our Catholicity today demand and require? And what is it that the communities that they're serving want and desire to be a part of that? But, you know, knowing the goals of keeping the faith, the six areas, and knowing that these six parishes with two schools are going to assure a strong, vibrant future for Catholic schools in Western Lake County is so important. And really to serve as a model, because I think this has potential in other areas where it takes a lot of the burden off the pastor and, you know, puts a very competent administrator in to oversee the schools and to develop, to form a team to do that and really allow. And I think this is what Karen and Katie and I really came to a great understanding of each other when we realized this. I'd said, it's trying to allow the pastor to be the pastor and really focus in on the spiritual side and the Catholicity side. And allow you as the principal to really focus in on the academic side and the catechetical leader or the, you know, chief catechist, as I think the documents call it, but allowing us to do our jobs and our ministries that we're best suited for, and then putting on other people in place to really take care of all the operational end and really help us to just be who we are. Because right now, you know, in a lot of schools, a lot is on the pastor and the principal. They basically do everything because that's just how it naturally happened. So I think this is putting the roles in the right place.
Thank you. And Father Josh, as a parish that has not had its own parish school in some time, how is this structure going to ensure that each participating parish and school feels a sense of ownership and belonging within the network?
Well, Frank, I think, you know, when I was recently assigned to St. Charles Borromeo Parish in Parma, and I concluded my assignment there on July 1st when I came to St. Justin's, and I was also the high school chaplain at Holy Name, so I really enjoyed having such an involvement in not just elementary schools, but also in the high school too, that was close by. So when I came to St. Justin's, I was certainly disappointed that we didn't have a school at our parish, because it was really a great part of my priestly ministry was to be involved with the school community. But I did, you know, I was really excited to hear as soon as I started to learn more about St. Justin's that we were involved in this network and involved in these conversations. And Father Kevin Liebhardt, who I replaced, I was really glad that he did all that work for me, so I didn't have to go to any of the meetings. But I was really, I was kind of part of the very end of those meetings, but I was really happy to hear that we were involved in this. And one of the things that I've kind of tried to take on already in this new ministry at St. Justin's is to try to be involved in our schools still. So on Mondays, I greet the kids in the morning over at Mater Dei. And then on Fridays, I do the same at All Saints. And so I just greet them as they're coming in, which was something I did at St. Charles all the time. And then I also try to, you know, get involved by going into classrooms, of course, helping sacramentally as we always do. Because we're working together as the six parishes and the priests that are assigned to all those parishes are working together, we're able to offer Mass on a weekly basis, you know, at All Saints at Mater Dei too, which is a great blessing for them. So I know that by the sheer priestly ministry is going to be, the presence is going to be enhanced in the next few years, especially. But then also the parishes are able to contribute too. The people are able to be involved in a new way. We can get them to sign up to volunteer for things or to financially support the schools, of course. But, you know, even just our prayerful presence at our schools is a great blessing. So I think in many ways, parishes that don't have schools are able to participate in a new way that can be creative, you know, and can help enhance the school ministries.
Thank you. The Keeping the Faith plan calls for engagement of the wider Catholic community and collaboration to strengthen Catholic schools. Barb, can you tell us how is governance structured within this network? Who are the key decision makers? Tell us a bit about how that works.
Sure, Frank. I appreciate the question. I see my role as the president as an operational leader so that Karen and Katie can focus, you know, on the education and on the teachers, that I should be there to support them in the operational aspect. And then I will take the place of the priest just as an administrator for the schools. Above me will be the board of directors, and we're currently in the process of setting that up for the Lake County Catholic Schools Network. So Pam Land at St. Noel Parish, she's the current business manager there, is the chair of our board of directors, and we're working together with all of the priests from the six parishes to find parishioners with special skill sets that will be beneficial to the board, so such as strategic planning or consulting, some of an education background in administration, Catholic identity. We have Sister Brennan from the Center for Pastoral Leadership, who will be on our board also to assist with the Catholic identity. And we'll set up subcommittees for each of those specialties. And then above the board of directors is the board of members. So that consists of the six pastors from the parishes that are part of the network. So again, their responsibility, as Father Betters had mentioned earlier too, is ensuring that Catholic identity of our schools.
Thank you. And I hope our principals could comment a little bit about decision-making. Like, what role do the pastors, principals, and the other stakeholders play in governance and decision-making under this new structure?
So, Frank, I guess I see it as now there's a focus. You know, Barb will handle the business kinds of operations and the financial kinds of operations that Katie and I sometimes have to make decisions about instead of worrying about our teachers and our students and our families. I think it's really important for us as principals just to get to be visible in all six of those parishes. I've done a couple of visits. I just was at St. Noel last weekend just speaking to the congregation about our schools, both of them. And then there was somebody actually also outside afterwards talking about the Angel Fund scholarship. So somebody from All Saints was there talking about that at St. Noel's. I spoke after Mass. And so I think that our job too is to keep our schools visible from the academic and the Catholicity side to all six of those congregations.
I also think it's really awesome to have not just the priests from St. John Vianney involved in our school, growing our Catholicity. Now we have, like you said, weekly masses. Father Josh is at our school every Friday. So I think it's a great way for us to, like Kieran said, lead the teachers, strengthen our academics, but also work side by side with the amazing priests in the different parishes just to grow our Catholicity as a team as well.
And along those lines, Frank, you know, as the board sets the vision, you know, one of my roles will be to help implement that vision, right? To work with Katie and Karen to see how we can implement that vision in our Catholic schools. So the board will have quarterly meetings. The board of members will have quarterly meetings. We'll have committee meetings, though, much more frequently. And those committee meetings will, again, help with each of whatever pillars that we focus that strategic plan and strategic vision on and how we're carrying that out in the schools.
Thank you. We heard from Father John a little bit about the overview of the network, but I'd invite our principals to tell us a little bit more about what is the context for the two schools. How can they be complementary to one another?
So prior to the network being formed, Katie and I pretty much lived all last year, my first year at Mater Dei. We never spoke to each other. We really didn't know each other at all. And already now, since the network has been formed, we've already shared quite a few things. We've talked about how to use our funding better. We've talked about the different ways that each of us do things at our school. I know I've already gotten a lot of ideas from Katie, and I'm hoping that she says the same thing. Mater Dei is a STEM designated school, so that's sort of our niche, that our Catholic identity is blended with STEM. So that's our sort of little niche as people are coming to choose Mater Dei.
And I would agree, Karen, that both you and I have been working together now. It's been really great. We've been brainstorming ways that we can support one another, you know, just looking at things such as staff members who are part-time looking for full-time. Now we can have that kind of collaboration going together, professional development opportunities, school retreats, you know, student assemblies, other initiatives that we can both benefit by working together. Really interested in learning from Karen. She has a great background in John Peterson funding, something that we need to learn more about. So I guess just kind of bouncing ideas off of each other, her expertise, my expertise, and I think together we'll make a pretty incredible team with Barb.
Yeah. And I guess I just wanted to add too, the job as principal is kind of lonely sometimes, because you're the only one in the building. So both of our schools grew in enrollment last year, you know, so I think we're able to eliminate the competition piece. There's room for both of us. One of the most striking things I remember, Father John Betters said it earlier, that if we closed and combined into one, there would be no room for growth. And right now, both of our schools are open and getting full and there's room for growth on both of our parts. So I'm really excited to have a partner to work with directly in this sometimes lonely role.
And Karen, along those lines too, I think between the three of us, we all come from very different backgrounds across different sectors in public and private and nonprofit. And I think that's really beneficial in these conversations that we've already started and we'll continue to have, is that we each bring a different unique experience and perspective and skill set to the table when we're making these decisions.
Thank you. Barb, how do you ensure alignment among leadership, particularly given the different histories and cultures of the six parishes and the two schools?
Thanks for the question. I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier, our board of directors will create this unified vision for the Lake County Catholic Schools Network. But our goal and our mission in our schools remains the same. Our mission is to create saints, right? Our mission is to provide the quality education, Catholic identity, right? How are they experiencing and encountering Christ daily in those schools? So those things will not change. And again, the alignment is really in that vision.
One of the things that I was thinking about too is as I was entering into the conversations when I became the administrator at St. Justin's, something that struck me was how really both Modern Day and All Saints are very similar, even though they're very different, right? So their similarities in many ways are that they have the same students, in that there are a lot of similar even test scores. There's a similar number of kids in the schools. You know, so there's a lot of similarities, even though there are a lot of differences. And so kind of building upon both, I could see is really going to be very beneficial.
Thank you. How will we balance the centralization of operations with maintaining those unique identities of each school?
Right. And Frank, I think as we just talked about, to fostering that culture of collaboration. So how are we collaborating among the principals, among myself, and potentially sharing and cross-leveling resources, and then while keeping operations centralized too. And then the schools will essentially remain unchanged in that way too. So we're just collectively looking at all the resources and strengths of each school and looking for ways to share those among the network.
And my background, Frank, was in, you know, I had 35 years in a large public district and all of the operations were centralized, but every elementary school, mine included, one of the originally 12 elementary schools, every elementary school still had its own flavor, so to speak, its own identity, even though they were part of that centralized system. So I think that that's a very real model for what we're trying to do here as well.
Thank you. Continuing with that theme of financial support, I hope we could talk about the financial model a bit. What financial model sustains the network? Are all the schools under a shared budget, or are they going to operate semi-independently? Father John, can you tell us about the vision for that?
Sure. They will each have their own budget under the main budget. So it'll be like, there'll be a centralized budget for the central offices and all the central shared resources, but then each will have its own budget for principal and teachers and tuition. You know, each has its own unique fundraising right now. We do see that as a potential area where they can share in finance. This would be fundraising and development dollars, advancement dollars coming into the school. But we also want to recognize that both these schools have a rich history. So, you know, if a donor came and said, hey, I'd like to give $15,000 to Modern Day, we will have the ability to do that. You know, even in the Angel scholarships, donors will be able to give to either school or to say, hey, you use it where it's most needed. So while they'll have one set of books, there will be a distinguishing ability to distinguish both schools and monitor the finances of both schools, but sharing in some of that centralized resources.
Thank you. And for our principals, tell us, how have families responded to the new network structure so far?
Families at Modern Day have been kind of unalarmed. They feel very confident and they understand the structure. They understand the rationale behind the structure. They know there was a lot of research and you know, looking at data to get to this point. They just feel very positive. I think they're confident in the staff that they already know, and they know that we're really not changing.
Right. Our families have responded positively as well. They seem to feel very comfortable with the model. And honestly, much of this is due to the strong leadership we've had in place. And fortunately, Barb has been an incredible addition to our school community already. She has built the trust and respect with both our staff and our families. So we're confident that we're in great hands with her. And I think another thing that a lot of our parents were concerned about was, are we going to lose the support of, you know, St. John Vianney with Father Johns, Father Clark, and Father Kelly? But, you know, we had to, you know, assure them not only are we going to have them, but we're also going to have the support of the other parishes as well. So I feel like the parents and the families are coming into this pretty positive and excited about it.
Right. And we have parishioners from our students from that are parishioners of all six of those parishes, too. So I think they're excited about this opportunity and how the network will interact with all parishes.
Oh, I was just going to add one more thing, Frank. When I've spoken at the last two parishes, I spoke at Mary Magdalene a couple of weeks ago, and I was at St. Noel last weekend, and I'll be at St. Justin Martyr next week. It's interesting to get families and people came up to me afterwards. Who they went to either All Saints years ago or they went to Our Lady of Mount Carmel years ago, and they forgot about the connection because that's not their parish anymore. And it's interesting how many people came up and that this new opportunity now reconnects them with their old school or their old parish or something. So I think that's another unexplored avenue for the network.
Thank you. And Barb, I hope you could tell us, what is the relationship with parents, families, and parishioners to the network? Is their primary contact in the school? To what extent are they engaged at the school level or the network level?
Sure, Frank. The parents are really not going to see a change in their current communications. It will still primarily be with their students' teacher and with the principals. They're going to get their communications of events and happenings at the school from the schools, what's going on. We're sharing information with all of the six parishes too, and trying to streamline those communication flows. So they might see a little bit more information, but generally things will not change for parents or students. Those same communication lines will be in place. And then at the principal level, you know, that's primarily where I will communicate with is Katie and Karen.
Thank you. Father John, tell us from a big picture perspective, how do you see the network contributing to the broader Catholic educational landscape in the region and in the diocese?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this in the sense that I think it can really serve as a wonderful model. We're taking really good notes so that if other areas are looking for doing something similar, that we have those notes ready for them. Brian Heskamp and Mark Chamberlain, who are part of the OC team and the diocesan team, who do a lot of the legal and financial part, have really been helping us. But I think it's, for me, at the heart of it, it's six pastors who said they truly believed in Catholic education and two principals, and were able to step outside their own desires, their own, you know, security place, and say, we're willing to try something different. And that's going to look different across the diocese. I'm not saying this is the one model that's going to fit all the schools, but what I'd like to model is that the six pastors who, you know, we have a new pastor in Father Josh, and we have Father Johns and Father Troja, who are a couple years away from retirement, and everywhere in between. But all six of these five pastors took an opportunity to say, we got to do something different and we got to be bold. And I hope they take that. And again, you had two principals who were like, I'm not quite sure what this means, but I'll come to the meetings and I'll go along with it. And then, you know, as we work through the process, you know, I think they see and have come to really be the best champions of this. And then you have someone like Barb, who was kind of on the outside but was intrigued and you know, maybe taking on the leadership of the school. And I've connected her with a couple of the other, we don't have a lot of presidents of elementary schools in our diocese right now, but I've connected her with the few that I know. And I think there's just going to be some great opportunities here. So if I'd say the boldness in trying something new, and I know you're doing some other podcasts and innovation series on some of the other things we're seeing throughout the diocese, but that's for me at the heart of what this network is doing.
Well, that's wonderful. Yes, and that's exactly what this innovation series is about, is sharing the great learning, all the things that you're doing, the things you are succeeding at, the things you maybe wish you'd done differently. To share all that with our listeners is really the hope. And so maybe let me ask, from coming together to visioning to launch, what lessons have you learned so far that could inform areas of this diocese that might be considering a similar model?
Right. Frank, I would say just that. I mean, it's benefited collaboration, right? So among our staff, among our teachers, among our leaders in our school, among our families and our parents, and our pastors, So sharing the information that we're sharing, the best practices, the challenges that we're facing, and the solutions to those challenges that we're facing too. So I think that's something we've learned through this process that will carry us forward, continue with the network, and make us successful.
I guess I would say sticking through the difficult conversations. I know Father John made reference to, you know, Katie and I not being so sure about things when we started this process. And I remember those first couple of meetings that I was a part of were uncomfortable. You know, people were not used to sitting down with each other, and there were some difficult conversations. But sticking with it, I think we've come through it to something that is going to be very positive for both schools.
I also think it's really the fear of the unknown that had me going for a while, but just keeping an open mind, hearing, you know, all of the data and seeing what really is going on was helpful. And then making sure you're communicating with your families about the process and about, you know, the information that's being shared, because just like I was afraid of the unknown, so are our families. So just making sure that we're helping them through the process as well, that was huge.
I think that's a great point, Katie, because what we found was that once we made the final announcement on what was going to be happening, there weren't a lot of questions, it seemed. Parents showed up to hear the message, but they didn't have a lot of questions because they had been communicated to throughout the entire process. So it seemed to be what they were expecting.
Wonderful. And I'll turn it back to our pastors and administrators, our clergy, because we know that our pastors and administrators are responsible for the schools under the parish model. They're responsible for the whole parish and the school being part of the parish. And now we've got a new organization here that involves multiple parishes. So what does success look like for the Lake County Catholic School Network, say 5 years from now, or even further down the road, 10 years and beyond?
Well, speaking from the keeping the faith, you know, the bigger vision, I think success looks like that these six parishes take an active role with their time, their talent, and their treasure by having a real voice in the school. And all six parishes are helping to not only set the vision, but implement the vision and continue to respond to the needs of the community. And I think that you have two very successful, vibrant schools that share a lot, but also can remain uniquely different. I think a parent asked us at one of the parent meetings, is this just a precursor to a merge? I think we don't always see mergers working in our diocese and throughout the country. So we're trying something a little bit different. And I do think that we have two great schools with strong histories that can continue to do wonderful things. But using Frank, an image you use a lot is the three-legged stool, the academics, the Catholicity, and the operations. My hope is in 5 years that you look at these schools and say, wow, they are academically excellent. They are strongly Catholic, which is a very important thing in all the research we did at these two schools, and that they're operating well, and that they're utilizing all the wonderful resources that are out there of time, talent, and treasure to have successful schools. Both of these schools throughout the years, like many schools, have struggled with, are we going to be open next year? Are we going to have one of every grade, two of every grade? You know, we don't want that. We want to be always forward in future thinking. And I think this has a great opportunity to do that. So for me, that's what success looks like. And I can't wait to see in 5 years. I'd love to get together. We should all plan a date for 5 years from now to talk about these same questions.
Right.
I want to also echo what Karen said earlier about, you know, as she was visiting these parishes and their response to the network at St. Justin's, I know it's very similar. You know, there's a lot of people who, you know, our parish school closed 10 years ago, but there are a lot of people who feel reconnected to a parish simply just by even seeing the principal, hearing from the students that go to those schools. Catholic Schools Week, we had students from All Saints speaking. And again, we have Karen coming in a few weeks as well. This past weekend, I was speaking about the Angel Scholarship and telling them about that. So there's a lot more connections that we're going to start to build, and it's going to make our parish especially more successful in, you know, trying to build more of a connection to families, especially Catholic families, but in Eastlake as well.
Thank you. And what can we expect next from the Lake County Catholic Schools Network?
Like, our immediate priorities right now are hiring a finance director and getting together a board of directors. So those are things that hopefully here within the next couple of weeks that we hope to have established and share that information with you all. I'm working with the pastors to define what this relationship looks like going forward between all of us and how we can benefit each of the parishes. And then I'm really focused on a seamless transition for the school. So we know there'll be some paperwork involved, but making that transition as seamless as possible for our teachers, for our staff, and our parents.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thanks to the Lake County Catholic Schools Network leadership for joining us. I'm so grateful that you've taken the time to tell your story and share with our audience here on the Innovation Series the great things that are happening at Lake County Catholic Schools. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, and God bless.